USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House is finally ready to formally send two articles of impeachment to the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 228, the nays are 193. The resolution is adopted.
Larry Kudlow is calling the first phase of a new trade deal between the United States and China a historic deal that's never happened before. The National Economic Council director says over the next 2 years, the U.S. expects to sell $200 billion worth of goods to China.
We're going to export, we're going to sell to China a ton of goods and services and manufacturers and energy and farm commodities.
Kudlow says President Trump has worked hard to defend the American economy and American workers from injustices, calling the U.S. economy the most competitive in the world. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.